welcome this milestone for the president to really navigate this period of, firstly, his party not winning the outright majority and then being forced to work with other parties, and after doing that to put together a cabinet that is inclusive, brings together people from different parties to work together. So we welcome that. We think that it is testament to the maturing of our democracy. And this is not something that in our parts of the world you see happen very often, that there is a very peaceful change of power, including when the incumbents have lost power. So we welcome that.
What impact do you anticipate this having?
It's too early to say, I must say. I mean, on the one hand, just by virtue of having established a cabinet that is now larger than before, what that has meant is that some of the functions or portfolios that were under one ministry have now been split and given to different ministries. So there is going to be, unfortunately, a period of, let's call it, adjustment, of just dealing with those kinds of changes. And of course, that does take away the focus we need to getting things done. Now, that said, we think that the cabinet is a balanced one. It's made up of people with experience who have knowledge of certain portfolios, as well as new people. And so we think the great prospects ahead of really getting things done, especially on the economy. Our economy has been stagnant for the last while, and we do need this economy to grow. So we're looking for a continuity insofar as it relates to implementing reforms, which reforms are necessary to unlock the growth potential of the economy.
For the business community, I know a lot of times you look for certainty and predictability in economic policy and economic development tasks at hand. But in your view, does this end what some call uncertainty due to the reports initially about disagreements that could have undermined the government of national unity before it even started?
Yeah, I think it does that. But I should also just say that I think those concerns were not very warranted, given that it has taken this government, or the president, and to form this government within a period of a month after elections. Often putting together a coalition government does take a lot of time, because it involves a lot of negotiation that gets done. And you will have seen references to countries in Europe and the sort of Scandinavian countries where it can go on for a very long time before agreements have been reached. So here, we know the government has been formed within a period of 30 days, which is great.
In view of the new reality of government of national unity involving a lot of political parties who at times have views that are sharply different from the others, what are your expectations, or what is the business community's expectations of this new government, looking at the fact that they have to merge together to serve the interests of South Africans?
I think all of us are watching whether politicians will follow through on their rhetoric that they are going to act in the best interest of the country, right? As you rightly put it, these are people who ahead of elections were campaigning and saying some nasty things about each other's political parties. They now have to work together. So we have to watch and see that they actually do work together in the interest of the country and not try to advance very, very narrow party political interests, because that will then have the consequence of, again, making sure that they don't work and kind of fall out from that.